Today, Shi'ez Masechta Sota on Daf Chaf Hei. We will begin in the middle of the third line at the top of the Amid with the words Iboy Elohu. Iboy Elohu, the B'nai Yeshiva, had a shaila, a question. Oiveres Aldas, if you have a woman who goes against acceptable Jewish practice, as we'll soon see in Rashi what this exactly means, Tzricha Hasro Lafsida Ksubasa, the din of such a woman is, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara Masechet Ksubas Daf Ayin Beis, that Yoytza B'loy Ksuba, that she gets divorced and she does not receive a Ksuba. The question is, Tzricha Hasro Lafsida Ksubasa Oy Eino Tzricha? Does she require a warning in order for her to lose her Ksuba? Or does she not require a warning? Now, first of all, what exactly does it mean, Oiveres Al Das? So Rashi, third line, tells us, Das Yehudis. And Rashi explains that this means, She'eina Tznua, she is not modest. For example, Rashi gives three examples. Yoytza V'Roisha Perua, she goes out with an uncovered head. V'Tava B'Shuk, she weaves in the marketplace, and by doing that, the hands go up and down in the weaving process, and thereby she reveals her arm above the elbows. Umedaberes im kol adam, and she speaks with every man, and a woman who acts in such a brazen way, who's not a tsnua, is yotze b'lo ksuba. Now the Meiri points out, the Meiri's opinion is that it's the Gemara's question here is not only concerning Das Yehudis, but even concerning Das Moshe. We have there in the Gemara and Ksubas, there are women who go against the Jewish practice of Yehudis, meaning which women accepted upon themselves, sort of midrabbanan, they accepted upon themselves certain practices. For example, weaving the marketplace in and of itself should not be prohibited. But since it can lead to her exposing her arms, they accepted upon themselves not to weave in the marketplace. Das Moshe refers to when a woman does things which are explicitly against Torah's Moshe, against what is written in Hashem's Torah, such as she has relations with her husband when she's a Nida, and she doesn't inform her husband that she's a Nida, or she feeds him Tfua that did not have Trumas and Maestros taken off. That's Tevel. So according to the Meiri, the Gemara's question is, when she loses her ksuba, is it first strike and you're out, that you don't need any asra? If the woman does such practices, then immediately she loses her ksuba. Or she first gets a warning. And as we're going to see, perhaps she will do tshuva. If she does tshuva, she'll still be able to stay married to her husband and she'll still get her ksuba. If she doesn't do tshuva, she doesn't repent and stays with her evil ways, then that would be a basis for her to have to leave her husband and get punished also by not receiving the ksuba. So that is the Gemara's question. Again, Iboy Elohu, Oiveres Al Das, Tzri Chasra. From Rashi, it would seem that the whole Gemara Shail is by Das Yehudis. By Das Moshe, which is more severe, there would not be a question, and certainly she would lose her ksuba right away. But the question is, by Das Yehudis, according to the Miri, the question is by both. If she's Oiveres Al Das, Tzri Chasra Lafsida Ksuba, so does she need Asra or Yena Tzri? And here the Gemara elaborates on what the question is. Me, I'm reading, do we say, Kivan Doiveres Al Dasi, that since she is going against the norm of acceptable Jewish practice, Loiboy Asra. So her first strike and she's out. She doesn't need any warning besides the mere fact that she has gone against the halacha. Oy Dilmor, perhaps the boy Asra, maybe she does require warning. The Hadraba to Hadraba, because we give her a chance to repent. And if she mends her ways, then in fact she can keep her ksuba. If she doesn't mend her ways, then she'll have to leave her husband and not receive a ksuba. Exactly what the nusach of the Asra is a big machlokas Rishonim and Achronim. We find in Evan Ezer Simon Kuf Tesvov Sif Dalid that the sheet of the Maram Rutenberg, and so too there in the Shulchan Aruch, the Chalkas Mechokek Shita, is that part of the Hasra has to be that if you don't get better, you're going to lose your ksuba. She has to know that she's going to lose her ksuba. However, the Shulti HaGeboirim disagrees with this, and he's of the opinion that the Asura is plain. You must repent. You have to act properly. And there is no mention that she will lose the ksuba. If she doesn't repent and act properly, she will lose the ksuba. But that doesn't have to be part of the Asura. We will see in a few lines in the Gemara, the Beis Shmuel wants to bring a very nice raya to the sheet of the Shilta Gebairim that it's not required as part of the Asura to tell her that she's going to lose her ksuba. Begins the Gemara to try to bring a raya on this Shaila, Toshima. We learned in our Mishnah. Arusav Shemeris Yavim, that a woman who is not fully married, she is halachically engaged. They used to get engaged a year before the Nisuin, but she has a din of a Nair Marasa, and for many dinim, she is considered married, and if someone has relations with her at that time, he's Chayv Skila. A Arusa, or a Shemeris Yavim, someone who's waiting for the brother to do Yibim with her, her husband died and they did not have children, in that state, the Mishnah said, lo shosos, they do not drink from the Maim Amorim, if the Arus or the Yavam warned them not to go into hiding, they will not drink. The reason is, we learn it from a Pasuk, the Pasuk says, tachas isha, and another Pasuk says, tachas isheich. So the Torah requires that she has to be totally married, and an Arus and a Shemeres Yavim are not totally married. By a Shemeres Yavim, there's a Zika, there's an attachment to the Yavim, but it's not complete Nisuin. And therefore, in both of these cases, the Halach is Loi Shaisois. They don't drink, Veloi Naitlis Ksuba, but they also do not receive a Ksuba. Now the Gemara understood that if, in fact, there was a kinui and a stira, the kinui, that which the husband, the arus, or the yavim, warned the arus and the shemeres yavim not to go into hiding, had to have some effect. And the Gemara is medayik, mishnah hudalei shasya. She doesn't drink, ha kinuya maknila. But yet, he does warn her, and the warning has some halachic effect. So, lamai, for what halachic effect does the kinui work? The answer is, lav lav sidik subasa. Is it not to make her lose her ksuba? So from here we would have a proof that the kinui, she is a case of a veris al das. A woman, as Rashi points out, if she is nistra im anashim, that is certainly not what women are makabel on themselves to do. To go into yichud with a strange man is certainly oivera saldas. And yet we see that the only way she's going to lose her ksuba is if the yavim or the oris made a kinui. So we see that an oivera saldas requires a hasra before the kinui would be the hasra before she is going to lose her ksuba. So let's speak out already to Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel, and we're going to have this proof throughout the Gemara. The Beis Shmuel says, from here we have a riot to the Shulti HaGabayrim against the Maram Rutenberg and the Chalkis Mechaikik. Because kinui, when a husband or a yavim or an oris make kinui, they don't mention if you go into hiding with the strange man, you're going to lose your ksuba. And yet, we see from our Gemara, the Gemara is considering kinui as an effective hasra. So l'chayra, this would be a raya, says the Beis Shmuel, to the Maram Rutenberg, to the Shulti HaGabayrim against the Maram Rutenberg, that part of the hasra does not require to spell out that you're going to lose your ksuba if you don't repent. And therefore, the hasra merely consists, don't do the wrong thing, become better. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye loy lo Yisra lov. There's no proof from our Mishnah because the kinui is not that she should lose the ksuba. Perhaps she would lose the ksuba anyway. You don't need Asra for that. What do you need the kinui for? To make her prohibited on the Orus and the Shemeris Yom. That would be the purpose of the kinui. So let us just speak out two interesting inyanim over here. On the Havamin of the Gemara, that it was in order to be Mafsidr Ksuba, the Rishash and the Cheshek Shloima in the back of the Gemara say, what raya is there from our Mishnah that you don't need kinui in order to lose Ksuba? That you need Hasra in order to lose Ksuba. That was the Gemara's Havamina. I could tell you very simply, you know what you need, the kinui which serves as the asura? You need it for a case where he's telling her, don't go into hiding with your father, your brother, your son. Those are all relatives where normally she's not a vera saldas. She's not doing anything wrong. And yet we have learned the mekanin af al yidei harayis, that even Arayas, the husband, if he wants to be zealous, he has a right to say, I don't want you to go into stira even with your brother, even with your father or your son. That's the reason why I need a kinui. What's the Gemara? And they remain with a kasha. They don't have a teretz on this. What is the Gemara's havamina? That from our Mishnah we have a raya that you need hasra in order to lose ksuba. Maybe you need the hasra, which is the kinui, to make her prohibited on someone where there would be no iser yichud normally, and she would not be oivera saldas. If a father goes with his daughter into a room, nobody's going to say that the daughter is acting in a brazen, unsneistic manner. Tzorachin, they don't give an answer to this question. Amar Abaye, what did Abaye say? Loi lo iser alav. The purpose is to aser the kinui, is to aser on the shemer shavim and the oris. On this, if you look in the Tosfos Shuns, around 15 lines down on the left-hand column from the top of the Tosfos Shuns, so he asks a question, v'im timer, laman di amar, do oisrim ala yichud, lama li lamasnis lamemer, de bahani kinyu lo oisrim of pshita. According to the man di amar, that says that for yichud alone with another person, that itself asers her on the husband, there is such a shita. So again, we have a question, what do you need the kinui for? You're giving me a teretz, you don't need the kinui for the ksuba. The ksuba you could lose without asra. You need the kinui, lo isra, on the yavim, or the oris. But if you hold isra malayicha, then for that alone you don't need kinui either. And he gives two ways to answer this question, meaning two examples. There are two examples where there wouldn't be a problem of yichud. For example, it's a door open to the Rishus HaRabim. Al Tilchus Yichud, there's no problem. Or Baal HaBeir, the husband's in the city. So there's no problem of yichud. And yet, the Mishnah is saying, Lo Yisra Lov. Lo Yisra Lov is because of the kinui. You can't ask me a question, what about Oisrin ala Yichud? Al Tilchus Yichud, this wouldn't be Yichud. So that's why the Gemara is saying, no, I need it for the special din of Kinui. The Sefer, Mincha Chareva, which is written by a Goyen Rav Pinchas Epstein, who was the Rav of Yerushalayim, on Masech Tesoita, he gives another teretz. He says, this halach of Oisrin ala Yichud is only a din de Rabbonin. And Mimele, it's only Metaira Suffolk that they asr al yichud. And we want to get a din d'oraisa, which asrs Metaira's Vadai. What is that? That is only through kinui. So that's why the Gemara remains that there's no raya from our Mishnah, that you don't need the kinui for ksuba, you needed loisr alav, a din d'oraisa, Metaira's Vadai, that she becomes asr on her yavim and on her oris. Continues the Gemara, Papa Amar, I have a different teretz, you know what you need the kinui for, Lashkoisa Kishihi Nesua, that the water will be effective when she's in a Suah. In other words, I'm giving it to her as an Arusa, and Einichnami as an Arusa, it won't be effective, but it'll be effective later when they get finally married. Kedisani, we learned in the Brisa, Ein Mekanel Arusa Lashkoisa Kishihi Arusa. You don't give the Me'amorim to an Arusa, as we learned, she has to be Isha, she has to be totally married to her husband. As an Arusa, she's not totally married to him. So it's non-effective Lashkoisa Kishihi Arusa to give her the water for anything she did wrong while she was in Arusa. Avo Mekanen La Arusa Lashkoisa Kishihi Nesua. But you can give her the water as Arusa and it'll take effect when she becomes an Nesua. So that's why you had kinui in the mission. Again, not because to aser her on the Ksuba, perhaps the Ksuba, you don't need any warning at all. Amar Rav, Atashima, come, I'll bring you a ride from our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, Amon El Kohen Gadol, which is an Isser Lav. Grush V'chalutz El Kohen Hajid, also an Isser Lav. Mamzer, so when it's singing Yisrael, also an Isser Lav. Bas Yisrael, a Mamzul, and also an Isser Lav. All of these cases, the Loch is, Loi Shoisoi, she does not drink. Why do they not drink? Because the only time you drink is when if she will pass the test, she'll be mutter to stay with her husband. But these are all chayvelav, and they're not going to be able to stay with the husband anyway. So the halach is, in such a case, she does not drink. But loy noitlis ksuba, she does not take the ksuba. So the Gemara deduces, mishnah hu delei shasia, she does not drink. Ha kinuyei mekanilo. But the kinuy, again, must have some halachic ramification. Ulamai. What's the purpose of the kinui? If it's not, if she's not drinking, what is the purpose of the kinui? Ela oisur and alav, if it's to prohibit her on him, ho asir v'kaimen, they're chai v'lavin. She's usur anyway. You don't need the kinui to make her usur on it. El alav lafsin subasin, it must be to be mafsin ksuba. And what do we see from this? A riot to our original shaila, that you need a warning in order, but even by an averis al das, a woman who's not acting sneistic, you still need hasro in order for her to lose her ksuba. Amar Rav Yudim Adistur, midiskurita loi, lo oisra, as the Bach puts in the word, the letter, aboyel, not the lamed, but the aleph. La oisra aboyel, to asr on the boil, kibal. This now we have learned, kishem shasur labal, kach asur laboyel. Just like she is asr on the boil, she's asr on the boil. So again, you don't need it to lose the ksuba, you need it to asr her on the boil. So here, the Marshor and the Maratz Chayis point out that all of the cases, it makes sense, except the case of mamzer, bas yisroel and mamzer lenosin, or mamzeres, unesinili yisroel. In other words, by an almana l'kohen gadol, I need the kinui, so in the case, let's say the kohen gadol divorces the almana, and now, can she marry the boil? The boil could be a yisroel, so he has no problem marrying a grusha, right? I need kinui to asur on the boil. The same grusha v'chalutzu l'kohen hedget. The kohen divorces this woman, or the kohen dies, and then could she marry the boil? The boil's Yisrael, let's say, no question of grusha for the boil. Kinui makes her aser. But what about mamzeres and sinli Yisrael, or bas Yisrael and mamzel nasin? What are you saying? You need kinui to make her aser on the boil. The boil's aser also. He's a Yisrael. He has the same iser as the boil. The Baal's being over in Isser, living with this mamzeres, so the next Yisrael, the boil, has the same Isser. Must be, says the Maratz Chayis and the Marshah, that the boil in this case was a mamzer. So he, halachically, would have been allowed to have married the mamzeres. Not like the Baal. He's the boil, he's a mamzer. He's halachically mutter. Ah, the Baal made a kinui. And Mimela through the kinui, he prohibited her, the mamzeres, to live with the mamzer. So that's, but again, it's no raya that she's going to lose the ksuba without, with a hasra. You don't need hasra for the ksuba. You need hasra to asr on the boil. So we have no raya. Amrav chanina mesura, tashma, come. I'll bring you a rye from the end of our Mishnah. It said at the end of our Mishnah, Ve'elu shebezden mekanel lohen. These are the ones that bezden makes kinui. Mishin is charish balam. If the husband became deaf and dumb, so he's a charish shein shemeh ve'enem medaber. He doesn't hear. He doesn't speak. He's a mute. Oy nishtati. He became a shoyte. Oy shoyu chavish beis asurin. Or he was incarcerated in a prison. So what is the, here Bezdin, as we'll see from a Rashi further, Bezdin is acting as a shliach for the husband. What is the purpose of the kinui that Bezdin is going to do? The husbands can't do it. They're incapacitated, either mentally or physically, he's in prison. So the only one who can act on behalf of the husband is Bezdin. So the Mishnah says, they weren't doing the kinui, Bezdin wasn't doing it to give her the water. To pasul her from her ksuba. Shmamino, from here is a proof that you see clearly from those words that the kinui serves to pasul her from her ksuba. That's a raya that you need asra, even by a woman who's a veris al das, to make her lose Shmamino, this is a proof that you need a sra. Frank the Gemara, v'kulu my time le'amri meha. Why was it only Rab Chanina Misura who came up with this chap? Why didn't the other Mandiyamer before bring the raya? Apparently they didn't hold of the raya. Why not? because they had a, they said maybe there's a chilek. Dil mishani hasum. Maybe it's different in the case of the cheirish and the shoita or the chavish beis asurim. The less law emes the baal klal. You're right. Over there you need asra, but only over there, because as Rashi says, a woman whose husband is a shoita or a deaf mute, or he's incarcerated in a federal penitentiary. So she has, when she has an illicit relation, she is not exhibiting chutzpah yiserta. That's a natural thing. Her husband's not around, so she's not afraid of any repercussions from her husband. So she drifts into such a situation. So there, in order for her to lose her ksuba, we have to warn her, because we understand that she's going to drift into such a situation. But in the case of a regular husband and wife, where it's not a case of cherisha or shaita or bebeis asurim, if she is so brazen that with a regular functioning husband who's around, and she goes behind his back and commits such an aveira, so there perhaps you don't need asura to lose the ksuba. That's the chilek, but mele they didn't bring that right. Now we begin a new shaila. Boy, Ludibnei Yeshiva had a second shaila. Iveris al das v'ratzav alakayma. He's, as we learned in the Gemara in Ksubas, Dafarin Beis, that he's supposed to divorce her without a ksuba. And he says, I want to stay married to her. Is Mekayma, is he allowed to stay married to her? Ain't a Mekayma, he's not allowed to stay married to her. What is the shaila? Mi amrin, do we say, b'kameda de baal tol rachmana? As Rashi brings down the pasuk says, v'kinei es ishtoi, that he is zealous against his wife. So we see that this whole inyan of soita and Iveris Aldas is one of the Baal being makbid about his wife. V'holoi kapit. The guy says, I'm oichel. And he apparently has the right to say that. Oy dilma, or perhaps, even the kapit kapit. As Rashi explains, since a normal person would not want his wife to go with other men, that's a normal thing. Memela, he's mechuyev to divorce her. It's not up to him. Since it's a normal thing, therefore, he has to divorce her. That's the Gemara Shiloh. Tashima ve'elu, from the same Mishnah that we brought before. Ve'elu shebezden mekanalen. These are the ones that Bezden acts as a shliach for them. Mishnah is charish balo. He became a deaf mute. Oy nishtate, he became a shoyta. Oy shoyachav shpeis usurim. Or he was incarcerated in prison. So then Bezden does the kinui for those husbands. Ve'i amrad ratzu balakama mekaimei. And if you're going to tell me that if the Baal wants to stay married to her, he's allowed to. Avdi Bezdin Midi de Dilman Lainichale Labal. Is the Bezdin going to do something that the husband is not maskim with? Says Rashi on these words, Avdi de Milsa de Dilman Lainichale, Vehech Anunasim Shluchim Loi Bedavar Shu Chayvloi, Shaina Chafitzboy, Vekaimalon, De Ain Chavan Lodim Shloi Befanov. You can't do something that's to the detriment of a person not in front of him. Zachin lo adam shalai b'fanav. You can give a schus to a person when it's not in front of him, but you can't do something bad. If he's incarcerated, if he's incapacitated, then you can't act for his detriment against him. So let's say one day he gets his hearing back. He gets his das back. He gets let out of prison. He says, I want to go back to my wife. And we say, oh, Bezdin says, forget about your wife. You have to get divorced. So how can we do such a thing? We can't be chav shalai b'fanav. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara wants to bring a rye from this Lechaira, that a Baal does not have the option to stay married to a woman as Iveris Aldas. Or else how could Bezdin go against what would be a choy for him? And the Gemara answers, Stamed Emilsa, Kivin Iveris Aldasi, Menach Nichalei. That's normally, Bezdin can act on his behalf. It is considered a schus for him. Because normally a husband is makbid on his wife. A husband's not moichel his wife for such a thing. So Bezdin is acting on his behalf. Einach nami. If he'll come along and he will tell us, I want to stay married to her, then einach nami, he would be able to stay married to her. But as long as we don't hear from him, that whether he wants to or not, we take on that mistama. Most people in such a situation would not want to remain married, and that's why Bezdin is able to act on his behalf as a shliach. Now, the Noid of Yehuda from this Rashi in Madur Tinyan and Evan Ezer, Simon Kufnun Tes, says that l'chayra, a husband or the bezdin cannot send a shliach to make kinui. He says a bezdin can't do it because the bezdin itself is able to act as a shliach, because we learn it out. There's a pasuk ish, we're marbe, that even in the case of an ish like a cheresh or a shoita or a chavish beis asurim, that he can do kinui. How? Through bezdin. So that's a special ribui. That's a special strength that the Torah invested in bezdin on the behalf of these people. But the bezdin itself can't make a shliach. Number one, says the Night of Yudah, because I don't even know that the husband can make a shliach. Why shouldn't the husband be able to make a shliach? Because there's a halacha that whenever you're chav lachrini, you're not able to make a shliach. Here, the husband is chav to his wife. So Mimela the Noyibut has a tzad that he even should. The bezdin for sure can't make a shliach. Number one, they're acting mikayach the husband. I don't even know if the husband can, certainly not the bezdin. And besides that, if they are already shlichim, says the Noyibut, we know ain't shliach, ois a shliach. Because mili loy memsur l'shliach, you're giving over to the other shliach these words to act on behalf of the husband. It's one shliach after the other, ein shliach, ois a shliach. So therefore, the Noda Yehuda comes out that side husband, side bezdin certainly should not make a shliach. However, many achronim disagree with the Noda Yehuda. For example, the Chassam Sofer and others held not like that, and they held that the husband and bezdin are able to make a shliach for kinui. Iboilu, B'nai Yeshiva, had a third shayla, Baal Shemachol Al Kinuyov, a Baal. Let me just point out before we go to the next shayla that in this inyan of Averis Aldas, it came out from our whole sugya that we really didn't have a ifshita. It's a baya delay ifshita, whether he could remain with her or not. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra, Simon Kuf Tezvav, is he is able to stay with her, even though it's a mitzvah for him to give her a get. But Bezdin is not going to kaifit a baal to give her a get. However, the Bach in his Shaul and Shuvas, Simon Tzadik Tes, says that if he did not divorce her, Nikra Rasha, he's called a Rasha, but he's not. Mechuyev Bezdin will not force him to give a get. He boiled it in Bnei Yeshiva at a third shalom. Baal Shemachal Kinuyav, if the Baal was Moichel on his Kinui, Kinuyav Mochel or Eina Mochel, can he be Mochel on his zealous warning of his wife or not? And Rashi speaks out that at this point the Gemara's Shiloh was whether it was before Stira or even after Stira. What's the Shiloh? Me, I'm reading Bikuni de Baal Tol Rachmada. Do I say this whole thing like we saw the Pusik before that Rashi brought down? Vikinei Asishtoi. The whole thing is totally in the zealous Hakpada of the husband himself. Ubal Homochle Lekinuyav. So bottom line, when it came push to shove, he tells his wife, forget about what I warned you. So maybe he has the right. What do you want to do now? Through the Mechila, you want to uproot what you have already done. Perhaps you can't uproot it. Once you gave the kinui, you're stuck. That's Gemara Shav. Toshma, come, I'll bring your raya from the same issue that we've quoted so many times on this Amud. The Elu Shebezim Mekanalan. These are the ones that Bezim makes kinui for. Mishin is Charish Bala. Oish Nishtata. Oish Oyechavish Beis Asurit. V'i amrad bal shemochel al kinuyav kinuyav mochel avdin and midi de'osi bal machilei. Rashi says ve'ikazi lusa de beidina. If you're going to say that the husband can always come around and say, forget about it, I'm moichel my kinuy on my wife, so we're going to let Bezdin act on his behalf, and then a few weeks later he's going to get out of prison and he's going to say, forget about it, I'm moichel it. And it'll come out as a lucid de Beidina. The people will be speaking disparaging remarks against Bezdin. So the Gemara says, no, stama de milsa adam maskim al das Bezdin. Normally a person is maskim al das Bezdin. So einichanami, if he later says, I'm moichel, the mechila could work. But how does Bezdin go around doing it? Because Bezdin's pretty safe. that he's going to stay. He's going to stay with the Kinui. So they could act on his behalf. We're not worried about Zilus of the Bedina. That's very improbable. It's going to happen. If it does happen, so he would have the right, and we'll take our chances. Since normally a person is maskim to the Das Bezdin, so we still don't have an answer on this question. Toshima, we learned earlier on Dav Zayin. We give the Baal as he's going to Yerushalayim to give the Mayim Hamorim to his wife, to Tamid Chachamim, to accompany them on the way. Why? Shema Yovi Oleba Derech. Maybe he'll have the husband will have relations with his wife on the way, and these two Tamid Chachamim are supposed to prevent him, because if he has relations, the water will not be effective because he's not allowed to have. He has to be Menuka Me'ovet. Ve'i Amrit Baal Shema Chol Kinuyev. Kinuyev Machol. If you say that the husband has an ability to be Moichol on his Kinui, Lech Leila Kinuyev Aliva. So why are we sending two Tamid Chachamim along? To stop him. He has a way to do it legally. He's Moichel is Kinui, and then he has relations with his wife. It seems to be that he has no legal way to be able to have relations with his wife once he gave the Kinui. That's why we're sending two Tamid Chachamim. So L'chayr from here, you have a raya that he's not able to be Moichel. Gemara answers, Maishna Tamid Chachamim de Gemiri. What's the reason that we send two Tamid Chachamim? If it's just to prevent him, we could send anybody. Why are we specifically sending two Tamid Chachamim? Because they're knowledgeable in Hilchasaita. The boy, Lemival, if he wants to have relations with his wife, Amri Le, they say to him, Achle Lekinyachubala, go and be Michael Yerkinyam and be Boiler. So in other words, Rashi says, Adarab, the Mandi Yomar that says that you could be Michael Yerkinyam will bring a riot from the Mishnah. That's why you had to send Bedavka to Tamid Chachamim. That if they see he wants to live with his wife, they could say, listen, you don't have to go to Yerushalayim. You have a right to be Michael. And of course, then the Maim Amorim you won't be able to use. And go be boil your wife, but first be Moichel the Kinui. So Adarabah, that's why we sent to Tamid Chachamim. It'll be a raya that he could be Moichel his Kinui. Toshima, so we try to bring a further raya. To Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia said, Shloisha Dvorim Sochli Zeira Me'Anshu Yerushalayim. Three things Zeira, who was from the Anshu Yerushalayim, told me. Baal Shemochel Kinuv, Kinuv Moichel. If a Baal was Moichel, his Kinui, the Kinui's Moichel. It's there, black and white, that he could do it. Secondly, Zuckin, Mamri, as Rashi says, one of the Tamid Chachamim, who rebelled against the Bezdin HaGadol in Lishkas HaGozes in the Beis HaMikdash, and his death is Bechenek, he is rebelling against the Sanhedrin. If they want to be Michaelim, they can. And he will not die with Chenek. Uben Sarumaira and a rebellious son, they also have a right to be Michaelim, and he will not die if they're Michaelim. When I came to my friends in the south, on two of these they agreed with me. But on the case of Zakir Mamri, they did not agree. The Sanhedrin cannot be Michael to Zakir Mamri. Why? That there should not be a proliferation of arguments in Klal Yisrael. So Zakir Mamri is the only one where Sanhedrin cannot be Michael. By Ben Sairu Moira and Baal Shemachal al Kinuyav against his wife by a Soita, they can be Moichel. Shmamino, it's clear. Baal Shemachal al Kinuyav, Kinuyav Moichel, Shmamino. Here it's black and white that the husband does have a right to be Moichel on his Kinuy, and then the Kinuy is bottle. Shmamino. Now, however, we have one point left. Pligi bar Ravach Ravina. There's a machlok between Ravach and Ravina. Chad Omer 1 says, Koidim stira machl. Lacha stira ain't a machl. When do we paskin that he could be moichel on his kinri? That's only if it's before the stira, before she hit, if he's moichel. But after she hit, he cannot be moichel. Rashi earlier said that the Gemara thought the shail is by both. But now we see it's actually a machlok between Ravach and Ravina. One of them holds that the whole shail we had before and the psak that he could be Moichel is only before Stira. But Acher Stira ain't a Moichel. The Chad Omer and one says, La Acher Stira Nami Moichel, that even after Stira, now that we paskin that you could be Moichel, it doesn't matter whether it's before Stira or after Stira, he could be Moichel. Says the Gemara Mestavra, it makes sense. Kamandi Omer ain't a Moichel, that he cannot be Moichel after Stira, only before Stira he could be Moichel. Mimai, I'll bring you a proof. From where's the proof? We had a machlokes on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Whether two Talmid Chachamim are sent with him or not, the Chachamim, the Tanakhama held yes. Rabbi Yossi holds no. The Sani, we learned in the Brice that explained the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Balo Nemon Olea Mikal V'Chaymer. Her husband can certainly testify that I did not have relations with my wife. I don't need two Talmid Chachamim to be witnesses whether I had relations, and then the water won't work. I'll tell the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim that I did not have my relations with my wife, and I'm believed. What's the proof that I'm believed? Uman nida sheba korespond them in Allah. When a person's wife is a nida, he is believed to have yichud with her and say that he didn't have relations with her. So that's an isakores. Saiti sheba lav lekoshchein. Saiti, which is a lav, as the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis Rashi brings it down, says, Achri asher hu tamo l'rabbi soita shenistera. That soita shenistera is a lav habo mechlal asay, that has a loch of an isra asay. We'll speak about it in a few daf that the Tosfos and the Rashba hold that you do get malchus for this, but be'ikar it would seem it's a lav habo mechlal asay. The Gemara calls it here soita hishabalav. But it's not chorus. So like Koshkein, that the husband's belief to say that he didn't have relations with his wife on the way up to Yerushalayim. I don't need two Talmid Chacham. Amru Loi Chacham said back to Rabbi Yossi, Loi, we disagree with you. There is no Kal V'Chaymer. Im Amarta Ben Nida Shekein Yesh La Heter. By a Nida, he has a Heter to live with her after she goes to the mikveh and she is no longer a Nida. Taimer B'Saita Shein La Heter. The Saita, once she is Usser, she's Usser forever. So, once she drinks the Mayim Amorim, for example, and he's not allowed to, before the Mayim Amorim, after, he's not allowed to live with her. There's no heter. So, it could be over there where he has no heter. He is not going to wait. We learned the Gemara Mayim Genuvim Yumtaku, and he's going to want to be with his wife. Tosfos said over there earlier in Daf Zayin that even if he had been living with his wife all his life, but now that she becomes usher on him and she has no heter, so Mimela, he's going to want to live with her. Therefore, the Chacham says he's not believed. V'i amrad l'achas stira machala. And if you're going to say, like we just said, that after stira he has the ability to be machaler, mashkachas lo d'yesh lo heter. How could the Chachamim say to who? To Rabbi Yossi, that is a chiluk between Nida and Soita. That even though Nida is chorus and Soita is a lav, it's not a kavachomer because Nida has a heter and Soita doesn't have a heter. What do you mean Soita doesn't have a heter? Soita has a heter if it'll be Michael on the kinui. So is mashma that la'achr stira, if you have kinui and stira, he is not allowed to be Michael. The boy machle l'kenuyu boil the l'chayrut as a heter that he can be machle as kinnui. Elo shmamino l'acher stirena machle shmamino. So here is a very clear raya that it's mistavra like the Mandi Amr that says that after the stira einoy machle. The only time we paskin that he could be machle on his kinnui is before the stira. Once the stira, there's no way out. She's usher to him forever. Shmamino. This is a good raya. Then the Gemara goes to the next part of the Mishnah, which says, Mesu Balayan, actually Shashu, if the husband's died before they drank from the Mayim Morim. The question is, does the woman get the ksubah from the Yorshim? So Beishamai Chulu, what does it say in the Mishnah? Beishamai Oimrim, I'm going to quote the Mishnah, Noit Lois Ksubah V'Loshaisis. They don't drink if the husband died, but they do take the ksubah. Beishil Oimrim, Oishaisis. Either they drink and they get the ksubah. Oi loy noit loy sub. If they don't drink, they don't get the ksuba. Ask the Gemara b'may kamiflugi. What's the svoris of machlois between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Why does Beis Shammai say they keep the ksuba? And Beis Hillel says they lose the ksuba. The Gemara answers, it's totally in a famous question, whether shtar hoy medligwes kigami dami or not. Beis Shammai savari shtar hoy medligwes kigami dami. As Rashi explains, who is considered the muchzik? Who is considered controlling property? The person who is using the property or the person who has a shtar on the property. So if you hold that shtar ha'oimed ligvay skigavi dami, then even though if I'm not on the property, but I have a deed for the property, it's as if I've already collected it, and therefore I'm considered the muchzik. So in this case, where she wants to get the ksuba from the yorshim, Einich Lamidei of the property. And she has the ksuba. But once you have a legitimate shtar in your hands, it's as if you've collected it. So you're the muchzik. If you're the muchzik, if they have to, hamoitz mechver al v'raya, they have to prove that you were mezana for sure to lose the ksuba. As long as they can't prove that you were for sure mezana and lose the ksuba, you will be muchzik that you have the ksuba. You have the nechasim that the ksuba has to pay. As we turn to Dav Chof Amid Beis, it's Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel Shara Amid Likvais, Lav Kigavi Dami, that a shtar that it's about to be collected is not considered like it's collected. If it's not considered like it's collected, therefore Adar Rabba, who's considered the muchzik, the Yarshim, and now Ein Sofik Maitzim Dei Vadai, she has a Sofik that perhaps she does get the ksuba if she was innocent, but if she's guilty, she's going to lose the ksuba. So she has to prove that she's entitled to the ksuba. As long as she can't prove that she's entitled to the ksuba, she doesn't get the ksuba. So if the husband dies, and she's not going to drink, and if she doesn't drink, there's no way for her to prove whether she was innocent or not. So memeila loy nightless ksuba, that's a shita of Beis Hillel. Then the Mishnah continued and spoke about Muberes Chaveri, V'chulu. And really, our Gemara focuses on the V'chulu. The V'chulu was three women. One was a Zakena who can't bear children. One was an Akora, a woman who unfortunately had some illness, which now, she wasn't born unable to have children. She's not an islandess, which is the third case. An islandess is born that she's not able to have children. And Akora is a woman who could have had children. She had some illness, which now she's unable to have children. So in these three cases, the Tanakhama says, loy shoysois. And Rabbi Lezer, he says, shoysois. And the Gemara is going to go into this machloikis. Machloikis bakoris kena. You know where there's a machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer, that's by an Akor or his Kena. Aval Islandis, Divri Akor, Loi Shaisev, Loi Nadu Subasa. But by Islandis, everyone, even Rabbi Eliezer, will be Moida that she doesn't drink and she doesn't get a Ksuba. What, so Rashi explains, what is the Machlaikis by Akor and Skena between Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer? The Machlaikis is that the Tanakama holds she doesn't drink, because who could drink, as we learned before by Chai V'Lavin? Only someone who could stay married. Chai V'Lavin, you're also to stay, therefore you don't drink. The same thing, a woman who can't have children, since there's a mitzvah of Puruvu, therefore he can't stay married to her, and therefore she's not a woman who's able to be Shaisa. However, Rabbi Eliezer says she could stay married to him, and he'll take another woman before Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, before the days of Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, he was able to have more than one wife. So just because she can't have children now doesn't prevent him from marrying another woman and being yoitz to the mitzvah of Puruvu. So it is Efshar L'Kayma. If it's Efshar L'Kayma, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can have a Shaisais, you could drink, and therefore it would be noitless ksuba. However, says Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't argue on the third case of Islandess. Why is Islandess different? Why in that case the Rabbi Eliezer also moited Tanakama that loy shaisa shenemer, because the pasuk says, v'niksa, if she is innocent, that she was pure, she was clean from any aveira, she did not live with the boel, with the person that she went into hiding with. So then the pasuk says, v'nizra zera, then she will have children. If she wasn't able to have children before, she'll be able to have children. Misha darka lazria, but that's only a woman who is able to bederach hateva to have children. She just didn't have it, but she's able to. Yotzazu, this excludes an islandess, Shein Darkal Azriya. Bederech Hateva, we're not going here with Nissan, with miracles. So Bederech Hateva, she was created unable to have children. A Akora, that's why we pointed out before, she is also included in Venizra Zera, because she was born with the ability to have children. It's just that she had a Makah, and right now she's an Akora and not able to have children. However, she is considered part of Darko Lazria. Mashenkin and Islandess is ain't Darko Lazria. So by the Zakena and by the Akora, Rabbi Eliezer holds, they're considered Darko Lazria. The old woman, she may have a large family. She had many children. She just can't have children now. She's considered as part of being able to have Zera. he's supposed to divorce her because she doesn't have children. No, he can be married, he can take somebody else if he wasn't yet Mekayim the mitzvah of Pru or Vu. So that's where Reb Elazar holds, Shoises. However, Islandist Reb Elazar is Moida, that ain't a Shoises because they are not included in V'nixa V'nizra Zera. We will see what the Gemara asks on Rav Nachman's Shita in tomorrow's Shir.